Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. May the force be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Sean Worthington back on the show. Sean has become such an important member of our brain trust in just a few short years because he is an expert in something that's new. The whole cryptocurrency, blockchain, new world of contracts, new way of doing business, what I consider to be the internet class disruptor, only maybe greater than the internet. The next one that's coming at us. He's the author of Beyond Bitcoin, The Future of Digital Currency. He's traveling all over the world helping people understand this paradigm shift. And it is a major paradigm shift on the level maybe greater than the internet. What do you think, Sean?
Absolutely. Money coordinates all human activity. And it's a basically, monetary systems are information systems. Money is data. Our brains are computers that process this. And any kind of change to the monetary system is going to have a big impact on human civilization.
And the system is already structured to accept it. I mean, the platform basically is already there. How many people spend a whole week and almost never touch any real currency? Right? I mean, it's the virtual part of it is already there, isn't it, in our heads? We've already made that paradigm shift.
Absolutely. A lot of people can, you know, prefer not to have paper. Paper, unfortunately or fortunately, no matter how, depending on how you look at it, is very popular in Europe. And so in America, we are much more likely to use debit cards and electronic payments, but in Europe they don't like that so much because they've been burned.
Right, exactly. So one of the things I want to get your report to us on, whenever we think about cryptocurrency, especially Bitcoin, we think, you know, we keep hearing about it being immutable and it's the future of trust, and if as long as you keep your key, you can't lose your money. And yet we had this Quadriga cotton scandal that happened over the winter, where the founder of this exchange died and took the passwords with him. What's that all about? What do you know about that?
Yeah, Jerry Cotton was the CEO of Quadriga, and that's a company there in Canada. He's 30 years old, just got married, was on his honeymoon in India. They were actually there to donate money to a charity that they had been involved with. And suddenly he got sick and had three heart attacks in the emergency room. And the third one killed him. But apparently he had some kind of Crohn's syndrome. And it was really quite shocking. Like I said, the guy's only 30 years old. But he was the only one that had the passwords to a laptop that had all of the private keys to these different accounts on Bitcoin and Ethereum and
people who had trusted him, people who had trusted them with their cryptocurrency in his exchange.
That's right. And so it is a huge loss.
So is that money, is that crypto gone for good? I mean, is it literally gone?
Yes, because he had encrypted his hard drive on his laptop using a method that is scientifically impossible to decrypt.
Wow.
And so unless there's a quantum computer that the NSA has or some other technique that we don't know about by science, then there's no way to get those keys back.
So was it $70 million worth of value just up in smoke?
Yeah, $190 million dollars worth of cryptocurrency that cannot be accessed anymore.
Wow, I didn't know it was that much.
Customers.
So those kinds of stories hurt the adoption certainly the value of currencies like cryptocurrency, your cloud coin, Ethereum, it hurts that, doesn't it?
It does, and certainly people, you know, have switched to cloud coin because they have lost coins, and cloud coin actually has is the first digital currency that you cannot lose permanently.
Is that so? That's one of the advantages of your coin, is it can't, this can't happen to it. Could was this Bitcoin and was there a number of different cryptocurrencies that were involved in this loss?
Yes. And so there was Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, right. Zcash, a number of other ones.
So when we come back, I'm going to get you to help us understand if this is a weak link for cryptocurrency. Why wouldn't this be a weak link for blockchain? Because I'm a big advocate for the future of blockchain here. I admit it. How would this change things? We're going to get that and talk about other things with our good friend Sean Worthington. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.